So this is Jonathan Grimes here, and I am with Brian Solon to talk about the Contemporary Music Centre's Music Trail, which takes place as part of the festival Music in the Historic Quarter, which takes place between the 21st of August and the 1st of September. And we are outside the Gutter Bookshop, which is in Cowes Lane, and this will be one of the sites of the piece of music that you'll hear on this music trail. So, Brian, could I start by asking you to describe, in essence, what the music trail consists of?
The music trail is an outdoor experience for people who have smartphones and people without smartphones. It combines real and virtual sound locations throughout Dublin's historic quarter. And you can experience it by just walking by between 1 and 4 p.m. Through the three locations in and around Temple Bar, that's the Gutter Bookshop, the Contemporary Music Centre, and Dublin City Council Civic Offices. And then there are additional locations that are part of an extended trail for iPhone and Android phones, and these can be experienced any time during the festival.
So at each of these locations, describe exactly what a visitor is going to experience depending on whether it's the inner trail or the extended trail.
So at each location there is a piece of music that's been selected from the Contemporary Music Centre's archives. It's a composition by one of eight Irish contemporary composers, and the composition can be heard either playing back over speakers or through your handheld device. And the handheld device uses this technology called LAR, which is for iPhone and Android phones, and it lets you see what's around you by using the camera on your phone to overlay digital content, showing you where to go and what's around you. So the music trail uses this to show you where all the different points in the trail are.
So you, in a sense, you use your phone to navigate to the different points. If you choose to experience a music trail this way, you can also experience it without a phone. and once there, you can listen to the pieces of music through headphones in that location and it's specific to that area.
Yep, that's right. And you can also, as you said, experience it without without a phone through the hours or between the hours of 1 to 4 p.m. So when you get within range of one of the points in the extended trail, which is the one that uses LAR for iPhone and Android, once you're within about 30 meters, the music will start playing through your headphones. And you can also get directions from wherever you are to any one of the points on the trail.
So, Brian, it is quite a new idea, and it's really using quite innovative location-based technology, which is very much a kind of an emerging technology. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I was invited to work on an outdoor music trail with the Contemporary Music Centre a few months ago, and I've been aware of LAR as it's been used in Dublin for a few other services like the Dublin Bikes and Dublin bus stops and train stations and so on. But I was interested in exploring the ways in which it could be used in a cultural context, and that's something that is increasingly being seen abroad, but I hadn't really seen that many examples of it here yet, and I just thought it would be a great way of bringing contemporary music to a wider audience and using innovative and novel technologies to do that.
Okay, so as we said at the start, the trail takes place on the 21st, from the 21st of August to the 1st of September, and it's between the hours of what?
Between the hours of 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., the inner trail, which is the trail that are the locations that have speakers playing music in the open air, they're between 1 and 4 p.m., and the extended trail, which is the augmented reality smartphone trail, that runs at all times of the day from the 21st until the 1st of September.
And people who are interested in finding out more about this project that we're doing, they can visit a website, which I believe it's part of our website, and it's cmc.ie/music trail.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Brian, for that, and talk to you again. Cheers.
Thanks, Jonathan.